Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 269.
Day 269, day 282, since, yes, Joey promised he wouldn't abandon Americans. How you loving this stock market? Isn't it great, this wonderful bumpy ride down that we've been experiencing? Yeah, 401ks. How many times did I play Donald Trump saying during the debate to Joe Biden, if your economic plan is adopted, this is all going to happen. And he said it with pinpoint accuracy. Sad but true. Before we get started, a lot of speculation about whether Elon Musk would lift Twitter's ban against Donald Trump. Today, Musk made it official, Wall Street Journal reporting, that I do think it was not correct to ban Donald Trump. I think that was a mistake because it alienated a large part of the country and did not ultimately result in Donald Trump not having a voice, said Musk, who was speaking virtually at a Financial Times auto conference. Mr. Musk called the ban a morally bad decision, saying permanent bans undermine trust in Twitter. If there are tweets that are wrong and bad that should be either deleted or made invisible, and a suspension, temporary suspension, is appropriate, but not a permanent ban. He said that banning Mr. Trump eventually would amplify the former president's voice among the right, and Mr. Trump has said that he is not planning to return to Twitter and is focused on his own social media venture called Truth Social. By the way, our numbers on Truth Social are going through the roof. If you haven't downloaded the app, it's been for a long time now the number one downloaded app in the App Store. And I'm very happy about its success. And I think Twitter is abandoned. And to Musk's credit, he even acknowledges. He's like, this place has become a liberal bastion where he really wants a freedom of speech bastion. And the funny thing is never particularly struck me as being a conservative. Anyway, we got a lot of ground to cover today. Let me start with the economy. Now, first, know that we're expecting CPI numbers tomorrow. So the fact that Joe Biden wants to talk about inflation today is not an accident. And, you know, among the many things Biden is out there saying, our economy is on the move. That is just a lie. And I'll explain that in detail in a second. And of course, the typical blame COVID, blame Putin for inflation, a 40-year high. We've debunked this with graphs, and I'll do it again tonight just to show what a liar he is, because we had 40-year inflationary highs long before Vladimir Putin even put a single troop or any military equipment on the border with Ukraine. So he's been lying about that, excusing his horrific policies that caused all of this the whole way and looking for excuses. You know, and then he's got this very cute little other lie that he tells. We've produced more oil domestically in my first year in office than Trump in his first year in office. That negates the fact that Donald Trump handed him energy independence and America being a net exporter of energy. It doesn't matter what he did in year one, because he inherited the horrific energy policies of Joe and Obama. So there's no comparison, but they think they're very clever by saying it that way. And he pushes his green new energy agenda yet again. Remember, it was Joe Biden that artificially reduced the supply of energy, the lifeblood of the world's economy. He did it because he's giving in to the climate alarmist, religious cult, New Green Deal, radical socialists that run his party. And he's not, he doesn't have it within him, nor does the party have it within them to retreat from these extreme policies of theirs. You know, it's central to why we have a 40-year high of inflation. And now today we have news where we're setting new record gas prices, as I predicted. Okay, sure, the strategic petroleum reserves, a million barrels a day, was a Band-Aid for like 3 or 4 weeks, and that's it. Now they got to fill up the reserves again. And it didn't do anything to reduce, on any significant level, gas prices, because we're now experiencing even higher gas prices than ever before. We're setting new records. Then he tried to go after Rick Scott. I noticed that Rick Scott, he's not taking this sitting down in any way. And he literally said, you know, Senator Rick Scott says, Biden's not well. He's unwell. He's unfit for office. He's incoherent. He's incapacitated. And he's obviously confused. Biden, I think the man has a problem. No, he really doesn't. Rick Scott's plan is ultra MAGA agenda. They want to raise taxes on 75 million American families. That was in reference to a comment that he made that everybody should have skin in the game and pay something. That's what that comment was. Meaning, you know, you've got now a large percentage, 57% or whatever the population that doesn't pay a penny in income taxes at all, ever. So you've got your full, complete redistribution of wealth. And you have your socialism in place, and they just want to make it four times worse so that nobody can make any money. And then they got their full redistribution model, which we know leads to unfulfilled promises, more poverty, more misery, and zero economic growth. Anyway, Biden claiming he reduced the deficit by $1.5 trillion this year. He makes these numbers up. We'll debunk this tonight. He does this weird whisper. Joe whispers a lot. He whispers. He started, well, come on, man. Come on. Are you a junkie? Come on. Anyway, it's just bizarre about gridlock in Congress. And then, of course, last week he started saying, you know, the good old days, you know, you used to be able to, even with segregationists, you know, disagree with them. But then you go eat lunch with the segregationists. I'm like, oh, my gosh. This guy is so out to lunch. I shouldn't laugh because it's so frightening. I never anticipated MAGA Republicans taking over the party. I never anticipated radical, extreme, New Green Deal, climate alarmist, cultists, religious cultists taking over the Democratic Party. Anyway, won't make predictions when inflation is going to stop. But remember, they're the ones that said it was transitory. Here's what it all means. And pay close attention to this, because the Federal Reserve is now warning that the transitory, we were told, Biden inflation crisis is now posing a serious threat to the entire United States economic system. Let me read to you from the Wall Street Journal. Elevated, persistent inflation coupled with a sharp rise in interest rates are among the greatest near-term risks to the U.S. economic system, the Federal Reserve said yesterday. Further adverse surprises in inflation and interest rates, particularly if accompanied by a decline in economic activity, could negatively affect the financial system, the central bank said in their latest semi-annual financial stability report. A combination of higher inflation, rising interest rates could weaken the balance sheets of households and businesses, leading to an increase in delinquencies, bankruptcies, other forms of financial distress, the Fed said. Households could be affected by job losses, higher interest payments, a reduction in house prices caused by higher mortgage rates, and decreased housing demand. By the way, all of this is absolutely happening, and it's going to get worse. Here's my prediction. I told you a long time ago, I don't like the stock market. We're due for a correction. I didn't tend to be too wrong there. The Biden stock market now crash is slamming retirement funds. This also in the Wall Street Journal. State local retirement funds starting the year with their worst quarterly gains since the beginning of the pandemic. Things have only gone downhill since. Losses across both stock bond markets delivered a double blow to funds that manage more than $4.5 trillion in retirement savings for America's teachers, firefighters, other public works. These retirement plans returned to median minus 4.01% the first quarter. That means they're losing money. That means that the retirement money, you're not making money off your investment. According to data from the Wilshire Trust Universe Comparison Service, expected to be released today. It's a tough period, according to Jay Bowen, who is a manager of the Tampa Firefighters Police Officers Pension Fund. Nobody's immune. The simultaneous decline in stocks, bonds are inflicting pain on household institutional investors alike in 2022. The S&P has returned minus 13.5% year-to-date through Friday. Bloomberg points out U.S. aggregate bond index, largely U.S. treasuries, highly rated corporate bonds, mortgage-backed securities, return minus 10.5%. Good luck. Everybody, who's getting killed here? The poor, the middle class, and people on fixed incomes. 13 states, by the way, have now sued Biden over his war on domestic energy. We've got to win this battle. If you really want to end inflation, why is everything cost more? Why is it inflated? In large part because of this climate alarmist religious cultism that they cling to. As if we can't destroy the planet. Even if it means that you're going to have to pay higher prices until we find energy independence with green energy. What green energy? What is it? Is it windmills? Is it, you know, where are we going to get the energy from? Because there is no technology yet that can replace oil, gas, and coal. Gas prices now, AAA pointing out, according to their gas calculator, national average cost, gallon of gasoline, 4.374 cents a gallon, the highest ever, according to AAA. So gas prices are going higher. Soaring gas prices, National Review points out, means that the oil cost, the average American household may pay almost $2,000 more just for gasoline in this year of 2022. In addition, we estimate that the average household is currently spending at least $1,000 according to seasonally adjusted annual rate, more on food as a result of rapidly rising grocery prices. That's $3,000 less money than households have had to spend on other consumer goods and services. And by the way, diesel fuel, you know, those trucks that get everything to every store we go to, they're the ones that deliver everything we buy at every store that we go to. Yeah, they're paying more than they've ever paid for diesel. You know what that means? The truckers are making less. No, that doesn't mean that. It means the trucking companies are making less. Nope, that's not happening either. It means you bear the cost because they have to increase the price to move their goods to the stores if we want to have fully stocked stores. So we bear the burden of that. How many times have I said corporations don't pay taxes? Nobody wants to pay attention. They don't. More Americans concerned Biden's inflation is eroding their standard of living. Gallup survey published yesterday found the percentage of respondents worrying about how they pay their bills has jumped 8 points in the past year. Almost more than 52% are now concerned about even maintaining their standard of living. And that's just the start of things. I mean, and Joe's answer, by the way, he's out there today because we get the CPI numbers tomorrow. And he doesn't want to have to talk about inflation tomorrow because we're going to have another 40-year record high, whether it goes up or down from last month. It doesn't even matter. And, you know, and it's ridiculous. He starts talking about we're going to lower the cost of gas and energy and achieve energy independence. You had energy independence and you abandoned energy independence and you're not going to undo the damage you've done because you're beholden to your extremists. Lowering other everyday costs on American families, reducing the deficit by asking large corporations and the wealthiest Americans to pay their fair share. And we're going to lower prescription drug and health care costs and lower food prices by helping American farmers grow and compete more effectively. None of this is all gobbledygook nonsense. This is nonsense. That's not an economic plan. That's not a plan to battle inflation. You could say it's my top priority. you wouldn't even recognize it was a real problem until, you know, with what, 8 months into this inflationary period, actually over a year into this inflationary period. No, it's only transitory. Yeah, some transitory. So they're trying to get ahead of what's going to predictably be a 40-year high again, inflation record, and blaming Putin and blaming Donald Trump and blaming everybody but themselves and COVID. So they're outlining this plan to tackle inflation and draw a contrast. They spent more of their time attacking Rick Scott and the Make America Great Again movement, which gave us the greatest prosperity ever, which is insane on their part. Now we have gas is hitting an all-time high again, diesel all-time high again. America's summer plans are totally disrupted because of high costs. And even the Washington Post fact checker already calling out a false claim Biden's making today and his plan to fight inflation and his approach with congressional Republicans and millions of Americans' families threatened to sunset on Medicaid. You know, all the lies keep going on and on and on. Inflation worries remain near record highs. Two-thirds of the U.S. population, the parent company of Lending Club Bank, that's America's leading digital marketplace, released findings from their ninth edition of, quote, their reality check, as they call it. And they say Paycheck to Paycheck research series conducted in partnership with Payments.com. The credit edition examines the growing shares of U.S. consumers in all economic brackets now living paycheck to paycheck and the impact on their ability to access credit and other expense management tools. Living paycheck to paycheck has become the dominant way people manage their cash flow in the United States, with close to two-thirds of the U.S. population, 64%, 166 million adults, doing so in March of 2022. Two-thirds of Americans living paycheck to paycheck because of the average $5,200 Biden inflation costs, which are rising every single day. You can't make it any worse than this, but it will get worse. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's Byrna.com/Hannity. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it.
Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with Sign Up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. So two-thirds U.S. population now living paycheck to paycheck. And there's Biden out there, you know, in anticipation of another 40-year high of inflation numbers, I think expected tomorrow. And his answer, we're going to lower the cost of gas and energy and achieve energy independence. When he says that, he's echoing the likes of Pete Buttigieg. Oh, no, you're going to have to get used to the high gas prices until we're energy independent with green energy or just buy an electric car. That's what they've been telling us. Or Jennifer Granholm. You know, yelling at this, it's a global market. It's monopoly. No, none of that is true. We have the resources to be energy independent. Then the answer for inflation for Joe is building real energy independence and lowering energy bills. You're not going to, what technology, Joe? Can you just give us a hint? Because if it's not gas, oil, and coal, or nuclear, none of those are options for you, then there's no technology that's going to meet the demand as needed at the cost point that we need it at. And you're the one that artificially reduced the world supply. You're the one trying to beg OPEC continually to produce more energy. Why it makes a difference producing a barrel of oil there or extracting a barrel of oil there versus here, or making a deal with the mullahs in Iran, even more idiotic than the first deal you and Obama made, and begging the Venezuelan dictator is beyond any comprehension I have. And then we get the same cliche, we're going to lower prescription drug and healthcare costs. How? Who pays for that, Joe? We're going to lower food prices by helping American farmers grow more and compete more effectively. How? What are you going to do? You going to produce manure? Are you going to give them free fertilizer? Because fertilizer prices are through the roof, Joe. Are you going to give moms baby formula? Because if you can find baby formula, you're a rock star. No one else can find it. We're going to lower the cost of everyday goods by repairing our infrastructure, supply chain, and manufacturing. Okay, we're back to build back broke. That's not going to work either to help this economy. Lower the cost of child care and long-term care. Oh, let's go back to the new Green Deal. Everything's free. Lowering housing costs by building more homes. We'll have to cut down trees, Joe. That might piss off some of your radical environmental climate alarmist base. You know, but they keep going back. It's like, you know, rinse, wash, repeat with these people. It's unbelievable. You know, this lie that Republicans want to raise. They don't want to raise taxes. Republicans want energy independence brought back. By the way, yesterday, diesel fuel, $5.54 on average, the highest ever recorded. Yesterday's gas prices, highest ever recorded, 4.33 cents a gallon. Unbelievable. How do we run out of baby formula? I mean, it's a full, I'm not joking about this. This is a panic for a lot of families out there. Two-thirds of American households now living paycheck to paycheck. Food prices continue to soar due to fertilizer shortages, according to experts. Fertilizer costs are skyrocketing, and farmers find a friend in New Hampshire sludge. That was an article. Farmers across Canada and the world running into a shortage of fertilizer. You kind of need fertilizer if you want to do farming. And to produce at the high, efficient levels that our farmers produce at. Some of the greatest advancement in the history of mankind has been in farming, but they need fertilizer to get the job done. We face a cascading series of problems that are rippling out of the Ukraine, exacerbated by climate change and supply chain challenges associated with the pandemic, according to this guy from The Current, whoever he is. I have no idea. Gas prices all-time high. UE is considering blocking Russian oil. Well, they have no choice. They've, you know, the answer would be America immediately, you know, begins fracking and energy production. It creates jobs. It's good for our national security. We're not begging Iran or OPEC or Venezuela or Russia. We produce high-paying career jobs in America. We become energy independent. We increase the world supply, which would lower the overall price of energy and simultaneously reduce the inflationary pressures that we're facing. But none of that is on the table with this radical group of people. None of it. S&P 500 ends below 4,000 for the first time since March of 2021. I mean, there's not a single issue we can point to. Surging mortgage rates now are adding to Biden's woes. Well, what did you think was going to happen when the Fed raises rates to release some of the inflationary pressures that he put in place? It's unreal. So we have this new press secretary taking over. And apparently, Karine Jean-Pierre has a series of very divisive comments. And she wrote her memoirs and spoke about the problems of racism in America during a book tour. Quote, this is Joe Biden's new press secretary, White House press secretary. Says, I always say if you're not white, male, straight, or wealthy, you're under attack. I mean, there's a target on your back. She spoke of Republicans running for office after Trump, who she said were openly racist. Who's she talking about? We saw candidates in the last election who were proud to be white supremacists, white nationalists, talking about purging, and we need a white power, white America, she said. Who is she talking about? This is going to be the president's spokesperson? I mean, this is what we're hearing from some of the candidates, she said, and they were in the Republican Party. I'd like to know the names she's referring to. She noted the Republican Party denounced those candidates, but indicated it was Trump who made them more comfortable. On and on and on. We saw them across the country. We'd never seen that before, hadn't seen it in a long time, she said, comparing it to the Jim Crow era of the past. He said, I'm just looking at these comments. She also, interestingly, you're going to love this, Biden's incoming press secretary falsely claimed that in 2018, Georgia's governor election was stolen from Stacey Abrams. Kelly Loeffler said in a posting, will the media label that as an attack on our democracy? If questioning the results of elections were a crime, pretty much the entire Democratic Party, by the way, would be guilty. Even people on the January 6th committee, which is a joke at this point. She claimed that Trump stole the election in 2016, and she claimed that Brian Kemp stole the election from Stacey Abrams in 2018. She tweeted that former President Donald Trump's 2016 win, repeating the Clinton claims lie that Trump was illegitimately elected, and said the same thing about Kemp. And we have other comments that have emerged. Apparently shared a clip on Twitter. I guess she was on MSDNC host Joy Reid's program. And anyway, shared the clip and said Fox News was racist before hashtag coronavirus. They are racist during coronavirus, and Fox News will be racist after the coronavirus.
Fox News was racist before coronavirus. They are racist during the coronavirus. Fox News will be racist after the coronavirus. So there is nothing new here. I think the difference is they are all in on being state TV for Donald Trump. And so they will continue to give them misinformation. The danger is, so yes, you have Asian Americans right now whose lives are seriously in danger. And you have their own viewers who can now, the ones who are 60 and older who are watching, this is a health crisis that we're in. This is a global pandemic, as the WHO have said, and they're putting their lives in danger.
Now, apparently, according to Mediaite, they read transcripts from Joy Reid's show. This is back in March of 2020, and Jean-Pierre was lashing out. Karine Jean-Pierre was lashing out at the network because they refer to it as the China virus. I mean, we have names of viruses with locations all over the place. We have to change them all. Anyways, we'll show you this montage tonight. Breitbart had a piece up that I didn't know. Apparently, she worked for the radical organization MoveOn.org, launched in the late 90s to oppose the impeachment of President Bill Clinton, ironically for the impeachment of Donald Trump, abandoning its former principles. But anyway, the group infamously accused General Petraeus of condemning U.S. forces during the Iraq War of betraying a country. Anyway, she worked for MoveOn.org from 2016 till the 2020 presidential campaign. She has a history of pretty radical statements as it relates to Israel. We'll chronicle that tonight. Anyway, it's just the typical leftist liberal line. But here's the problem. She's going to be the White House press secretary. You know, imagine that was a conservative and those type of remarks were made and such a person were appointed to that position. What do you think the reaction of the media mob would be? I think pretty predictable. In other news today, this is interesting. Reuters had a piece out finding that women that are pro-choice are more concerned about inflation than they are about abortion. They quote, for example, Laura Wilson, 61-year-old pro-choice mother of three, telling Reuters she's disappointed with Biden when it came to inflation, as well as there being too many homeless people in the streets. I don't really have a strong opinion on it. Other women are saying what the women of America, most of them have already figured out one thing. Abortion's not going to be illegal if Roe is overturned. Most people understand, except for the people that are protesting and doxing Supreme Court justices and showing up in front of their homes to intimidate, harass them. Most Americans understand that Roe is, and maybe some people didn't know it, all Roe will do is send it back to the states, and liberal states are going to have the most liberal abortion laws. And tomorrow, Chuckie Schumer is going to try and pass a bill that allows abortion up until the moment of birth. Now, I don't know anybody that calls themselves pro-choice that supports that and doesn't recognize that as infanticide. Most Americans believe in what Clinton said, legal but rare. I mean, those that are pro-choice, but also legal, rare, and early. And there will be restrictions in some states. Maybe it's going to be the Mississippi law that is more dominant. 15 weeks of pregnancy, you have the right to get an abortion. I would say that's probably going to be somewhere around that area, maybe 20 weeks, somewhere in that area. Governor Youngkin now has vowed to ensure the safety of Supreme Court justices in Virginia. Good for him. And he's promised to work with federal local law enforcement to ensure their safety. We need to ensure the safety of every elected official. I don't care what their politics are. Anybody that works in government, everybody should be protected. New York State Democrats now want taxpayers to fund abortions for illegal immigrants. That's a new bill being proposed by a local assemblywoman out of Queens. You know, just when you think it can't get more controversial. We'll get to this more at the top of the hour. We'll analyze the legal aspect of this, but there's actually a law on the books in this country. It's called 18 U.S. Code 18-1507. Whoever with the intent of interfering with, obstructing, or impeding the administration of justice, or with the intent of influencing any judge, juror, witness, or court officer in the discharge of his duty, pickets, or parades in or near a building housing a court of the United States, or in or near a building or residence occupied or used by such judge, juror, witness, or court officer, with such intent uses any sound, truck, or similar device or resorts to any other demonstration in or near any such building or residence shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both. Where's Merrick Garland? Where's FBI Director Wray? Where's, the FBI is telling us, the Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas is telling us, oh, no, the domestic terrorism, the threat of domestic extremism is the biggest threat this country faces. I can think of bigger threats. Anyway, so Schumer's now going to force this doom vote. And when you look at the actual detail of what he's going to do here, the bill that he's proposing would bring, and he's going to bring to the floor tomorrow, even pro-choice Republicans like Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, they're looking at as overly broad, including striking down state limits on any abortions, no restrictions whatsoever. So in other words, up to the last minute, They can't even go along with Chuck Schumer on this. We had another incident, Molotov cocktails thrown at the Oregon Right to Life building, similar to what happened in Wisconsin. The DOJ is silent on these protests at justices' homes, despite federal law prohibiting the pickets to influence the case, which they're obviously doing. Garland was quick to investigate parents at school board meetings as maybe being domestic terrorists. Why is he silent here? Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.